I'm Alan McClellan for WCRB In Concert, and we are here anticipating the concert by Stile Antico, and with me is Will Dawes from the group, and he's been kind enough to give me a short interview.
Hi, Alan. Nice to meet you.
Welcome to Boston.
Thank you.
But it's a back thing, isn't it? You're back after 10 years. 10 years ago was your debut. Is that right?
That's exactly right. So our first concert in the United States was exactly 10 years ago. Since then, we've been back to Boston many times, almost every year, and we've done this is our 90th concert in the United States of America. So we've been pretty busy here.
Wow, that's amazing. And the group, I understand, is democratically self-governing. How does that work? You ask around to see who wants to do the interview.
It's very democratic, the group. We all take an equal share in the running of the group and the musical direction of the group as well. It's very satisfying, as all good democracies are.
That's good. So tell me, if you can, briefly about this program. It's all about Elizabeth I.
Yes, it is indeed all about Elizabeth I, both her favourite composers and people who wanted to woo her as well. So it gives a good snapshot of various parts of life at her court, life in her Chapel Royal, and various other things. There's a wonderful set of part books that Eric XIV of Sweden gave her, and there are three wonderful continental pieces in the middle of the first half. And we finish off, of course, with a selection from the Triumphs of Oriana, that great selection of madrigals from the Renaissance, probably, most likely, but not definitely, written in honor of Queen Elizabeth I.
So this covers several of the personalities around Elizabeth I. So there was Tallis and Byrd, mm-hmm. who were well-known, perhaps, to some composers of the time. But then there's also this suitor, as well, Eric.
Eric XIV of Sweden.
Eric XIV of Sweden, yeah.
And then there's also music by John Dowland as well, who obviously by that point was working abroad. But a wonderful setting of the Frog Galliard, Now, Oh Now, My Leaves Must Part. And also Can She Excuse My Wrongs? So two very famous bits of John Dowland within the program as well.
So these are all settings that are choral settings of that were done at the time, or?
Yeah, most likely the Dowland settings were probably lute songs. So a lutenist and either accompanying himself while he or she sang, or two musicians as well. But glorious music, sacred music by Tallis and Byrd as well, some of our favorite composers.
Great. Well, we're looking forward to it very much, and I'll let you get back to getting ready.
No worries. Thanks very much, Alan. Nice to meet you.
Thanks so much. Will Dawes from Stile Antico.